We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Sooner Sports Podcast. Your all-access pass to Sooner Sports. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate. Are you in good hands? And by Riverwind Resort. Riverwind Resort, the place to be.
Oh, mama! What a play!
Now, here's your host, Chris Plank.
All right, welcome into the Sooner Sports Podcast, a Victory Sunday edition of the OU Texas Refresher. My name is Chris Plank, and for the next hour, we're going to look back on some of the on-field interviews that Jessica Cootie put together for Sooner Sports TV. We're going to play the press conference from Lincoln Riley and Alex Grinch, and we'll hear a little bit from Texas's Sam Ellinger, who had high praise, and understandably so, for that Sooner defense. So we are loaded as we look back on Oklahoma's 34-27 win over Texas in the Red River Showdown. Now, there was one note that I wanted to get because it's kind of incredible. Two early turnovers have kind of marred the perspective of what Jalen Hurts did on the field today. But think about this. In his first Red River Showdown, he had the most rushing yards at quarterback against Texas ever. He broke a record held by Jack Mitchell's 117 yards in 1947. The guy was amazing. He had 131 yards on the ground as Oklahoma rolled to the win. But again, the story has not just been about Jalen Hurts' perseverance yesterday. The two big stories after the 34-27 win was the Sooner defense, which racked up 9 sacks, and C.D. Lamb, who caught 10 passes for 171 yards, 3 touchdowns. He was absolutely phenomenal, and after the game, Jessica Cootie caught up with him on the field.
3 touchdowns. How much fun were you having out there today?
A lot of fun, man. I'm grateful to do it with my brothers, and I'm happy we come out with a win.
Yeah, the way that this team started this game today, how big was that for you guys, both offense and defense?
Offensively, the way we started, we were not where we needed to be, and the defense did a great job of holding their end of the bargain. Just keeping us motivated as they were on their roll, and we wasn't. And when we got started, it's unbelievable what we can do together.
Yeah, the way that they came out and pressured the quarterback, I mean, how big was that for them to get to the quarterback and cause so much havoc back there?
It's great, man. You're doing what you do. When you do your job and able to be coachable, and Coach Grinch did a great job of getting them guys prepared and ready for this game. And, man, like I said, I'm grateful to be on the right side of the scoreboard.
Now, this is such a huge game. I mean, to have such a performance that you had.
First round, yes, sir.
Obviously, Texas guy, how special is it for you to have the kind of day that you had today?
It's very special, man. I'm grateful to be back in Dallas, even though I'm from Houston. But it's always good to be back in Texas and represent the city.
And the Golden Hats going back to Norman, how's it feel?
Great to see that in the trophy case again.
As impressive as CeeDee Lamb was, the defense set the tone all day long. Again, 9 sacks against Sam Ellinger, and the Longhorns' Kenneth Murray led the charge.
What mission were you on today?
I mean, it's another week. It's a tagging. I mean, obviously, given the rivalry, I mean, we don't like Texas. They don't like us. So, I mean, but like I said, you know, talking to the team, you know, my mindset was just it's another week going out here attacking it, just really trying to play to our standard.
You guys put a lot of emphasis on the preparation and the practice throughout the week. How big was that and what you guys were able to do defensively?
Huge. Really just challenging the guys to just really pay attention to details and really just try to put it all together and see where we end up. So today was pretty good, but, you know, it's a lot more out there for us.
9 sacks as a defense, the most since 2011. What does that mean to you guys?
You know, it's good. You know, we came out here, we got in the backfield, we live in the backfield. So that has to be every week for us. We have to do that every week. So that's going to be the challenge for us, is just to be consistent.
How were you guys able to get back there so often?
Just being relentless to the ball. You know, the guys up front really just played their butts off. You know, Nev, Ronnie, K-Man, you know, Dylan, Q, Overton, you know, all those guys. You know, they just came in and, you know, they really played their butts off. So, you know, hats off to them. You know, they make everything, you know, easy for us.
How much fun were you having out there?
Man, a bunch of fun. I mean, I kind of lost my voice. So, you know, just been fun, just running around, making plays, faking the game the best way I can.
All right, so we'll go all in with the defense coming up here in just a bit. Alex Grinch's presser after Lincoln's presser. But it's unique, and I don't know how many of you truly care about how the Cotton Bowl is set up or the media side of things. But just to kind of break down the fourth wall, a look behind the curtain, the OU-Texas game, it's set up differently than any other post-game setting because the coach sits with three or four players, and it's kind of a 15-minute just barrage of different questions for everybody. So, you know, what would typify our Sunday refresher pod is a Lincoln Riley presser, an Alex Grinch presser, and then maybe a couple of players. Well, this is unique because Coach Riley sits with three players. I believe it was Kenneth Murray, CeeDee Lamb, Jalen Hurts was up there as well too, and they answered questions post the Sooners' 34-27 win.
Heck of a football game. You know, this game continues to live up to its billing as the best game in college football. I was talking with Coach Gundy down there in the locker room. I mean, he's been a part of this game for so long, and it never changes. I mean, and that's it never needs to. It's pretty special. And hard-hitting, fun game, great atmosphere again, as always. Really proud of how we played defensively, certainly early in the game. I thought that was really – it was really a struggle offensively, really, for both offenses in the first half. We had a lot of opportunities that we didn't – capitalize on, and defensively just was awesome. We tackled well, thought covered them well, and then obviously, you know, we were able to get quite a bit of pressure on the quarterback, which was probably the key to the game. So second half, it just, you know, kind of became like a prize fight. You know, each team taking their shots, making a lot of plays. We made a few more in the end, and really I'm proud of our guys, proud of how they handled this entire week. They were ready to play this game and ready to win this game, and anytime you win this one, it's special.
Just a reminder, please raise your hands, and we've got microphones going around. State your name and affiliation. We'll start in the front left.
James Hale, Sports Talk 1400, the ref in Norman. Lincoln, you've been bragging on this defense all year, talking about its improvement and how excited you are about it. The tempo that they set, how they, you know, played the first half and so, it really won this game for you today. Talk about how much they came into this game believing in themselves and what you really saw out of that today.
Well, regardless of what the outside world thinks, we believe a lot in our defense. We talked about it last night. Coach Grinch talked about it in the defensive meeting. We talked about it in the team meeting. I don't care what our defensive calls are, schemes, any of that. And I say I don't care, but the way we play right now was a difference today. Aggression, fundamentally sound, kept our aggression even in the second half when Texas made a few plays. We were outstanding there. We're going to continue to get better. This won't be our best game, but it was a really good performance defensively against obviously a very talented offense.
Front center.
Bill Haston for CD. Your body of work in these four Texas games now, 25 catches, nearly 400 yards, 5 touchdowns. So how personally rewarding is it for you to show up at that level against that opponent?
I mean, considering what was at stake at this game, it's obviously a great experience, man. And for me to go out there and play with a chip on my shoulder like I did today, and I can't really do nothing but thank the big man upstairs and the guy that's sitting to the right of me for putting me in that position. And got to thank the defense for their performance today.
Lincoln, is he as good a gamer as you've ever coached?
He was pretty good today. You know, there's no doubt we've been able to coach some great wideouts over the year, and you know, we've still got some time together, so I'm not going to anoint him yet, but he's he knows that. He's a special player, you know, and it's been fun for the journey with CD, and really just like Kenneth too, you know, just seeing their development through the years. And they came in talented kids, hungry kids, and they're have both really turned into great players. And but proud of these guys, proud of how CD played today on a big stage. He's a big game player.
Back left.
George Stoya, OU Daily. For Kenneth, I saw you after the game climb into the crowd and embrace your family. Can you just take me through your emotions after that game and just how you thought you played today?
I mean, most people know, you know, family is everything to me. So, you know, I had a big support group come out today, and just, you know, embracing them and just, you know, my family is my why, the reason why I do things, the reason why I go so hard. So just being around them, you know, is just, you know, everything to me. So I feel like today flew around to the ball, did what I need to do for this team. And just happy we got a win.
Third row on the right.
For Coach Riley, philosophically, how has Coach Grinch's defense paired and complemented the way you view offensive football?
Oh, man, that could take a long time. I just think it, I mean, it first starts with mentality. I mean, mentality, you know, you can have the greatest schemes in the world on any three sides of the ball. If you don't pair it with the right mentality, you got no chance. And so we've built our defense on mentality and on effort. And then from then, you know, Alex does a great job. He's good about not adding too much, making sure it's things that our guys can play or confident in, but also having just a few wrinkles here and there to keep people off base. And that's, I think, most of the great systems out there, any side of the ball, I think that's a pretty common theme. You got to have some things you believe in, and then you got to know when to get creative and add a wrinkle and when not to. And he's got a tremendous feel for that. So, he's done a great job here in the first half of the year. Excited about, you know, how the guys played for him and for us today.
Front left.
Yeah, Barry Trammell with the Oklahoma and Lincoln. After the game, it looked like you were about to go up the ramp, and you turned around and went back and found Alex. Why'd you go back, and what did you do with Alex when you went back down there?
Yeah, I just enjoyed the moment for a second. You know, it's always a again, it's everything to me kind of feels like deja vu, you know, you know, I kind of remember those moments and my first time here and winning, you know, getting the chance to win this game for the first time. And you know, I was excited about how we played defensively, and it was cool to be able to share that moment with him. And journey's just getting started, though.
Joined by Jalen Hurts as well now. We'll go front right.
Dean Blevins, News 9, Oklahoma City. Kenneth, would you describe the lows had to be miserable for you with the heat that you guys got in the past couple of years defensively, and to have a game like this, the joy. Can you talk about how you feel and how big a difference it is?
I mean, I'm a true believer in the past doesn't define you. So this is a new year. Completely different approach, completely different mentality for this defense. Coaches have done a phenomenal job with us, just, you know, making things simple and letting us go out there and fly around. So, you know, extremely proud of the way the guys played today. But like I said, you know, I'm a true believer in the past doesn't define you, and I'm just proud of the way we're playing right now.
Back left.
Lincoln, I was wondering if Adrian Ealy and Eric Swenson, obviously you talked about how difficult it would be for them. Like, was there some – I don't know, magical fountain you found for them this week. Can you talk about kind of what they went through to be able to play as much as they did today?
Yeah, they weren't able to practice much. Didn't look real promising. Able to do some walkthroughs at the end of the week. And I mean, they weren't healthy. They just gutted it out for us. I mean, really. They with limited practice, limited time to heal and rest, it was just a gutsy performance by those guys. And it was certainly good to have them back. And So, proud of the way they played really our whole offensive line, considering all the changes. And, again, we, even as late as Thursday, didn't think we would have either one of them or thought it may be one. And so to get two and those guys play well was huge for us.
Back right.
Sean Gerard, JaTexFootball.com. This is for Lincoln and for Kenneth. Was there anything that, when scouting film, you saw on their offensive line and their protections that you felt like you were able to take advantage of to this level?
I mean, we knew they have a good offensive line, and obviously a very experienced quarterback back there. And so I don't think it was anything from a scouting. It was just, you know, to play the way we need to play, we have to affect the quarterback some. You know, Sam's too good of a player. They've obviously got talented guys all over the edge, pretty experienced offensive line. I mean, you've got to if you don't do that, then it's just going to be easy pickings for him. And so I don't think it was really anything schematically. We had a good mentality. Alex called a great game, and we were able to get some good hits in there and obviously quite a few sacks.
Back left corner.
Paul Jones with NBC5 here in Dallas. Jalen, what was going through your mind at halftime, knowing that you all had had some pretty good success moving the ball, but only had a 10-3 lead to show for it because of a couple of costly turnovers?
Now I'll say that I definitely didn't put the team in the greatest and best situations, but the key about that is we found ways to overcome it. We had each other's back. Obviously, every position you wanted to end in a kick. So it's a lot to learn from the game and all. That I definitely think that this team shows some perseverance and shows some mental toughness and kind of overcame a lot of adversity as a group. And not a complete game, but definitely another step in the right direction.
Front row, right.
Shiloh Sellers, Game Day U. On the offensive side of the ball, there have been a lot of penalties previous to this game. Today, we didn't see that. Is that something you focused on in practice this week?
We did. It was, we knew that against a good football team, we couldn't keep shooting ourselves in the foot. And so I thought we did a pretty good job of maintaining aggressiveness. We were just sharper. The whole week was sharper. I mean, we were sharper on communication, didn't put ourselves in bad positions, kind of held it together, stayed composed in a game that's hard to do that. And so we knew that was going to be a key to the game, and we were certainly much better.
On the left standing.
Tyler Palmateer, Norman Transcript. This is a two-part question for CD and Kenneth. CD, you guys had – you were bought a little bit of time by the defense today, which is a little bit different from what it's been like the past few years. How much more reassuring is that for you as an offense?
Man, it's great. Obviously, on offense, when you fail to score and your defense is picking you up and doing their job and holding their end of the bargain, is the man, the energy just kind of just switch over to the offense. At some point, we're going to put up points. And like I said on the field, man, we just got to take that next step. We shooting ourselves. And like I said, as a team, man, we did a great job of just complimenting one another. The defense did a great job for the first half, like Coach Riley said, and talked to each other on halftime and then just came back second half to try to put up numbers.
Kenneth, for you guys, as you go through this defensive rebuild, what does it do for your – psyche that there's a bigger contribution from the defense than there was a year ago?
I mean, like I said before, it's a new year, new identity, and we got to continue to keep getting better. So I think that's the mentality right now that we have is, we played a good game today, happy to get the win, but it's a lot more out there for us, a lot more that we can climb to and get better at.
Front right.
Larry Bump, Associated Press. This is for Jalen. Now that you've played in the Texas OU game, how does that compare with the Iron Bowl?
I just figured that was coming.
I did too.
To each their own. Different environments. I don't know any other person that'll be able to say that they've gotten wins in both of those games. So I think that's very special, and that's a testament to my teammates here, man. I wouldn't rather do it with any other group. When you talk about the emotional ties I have to this university, they're there now, for sure. OU DNA in me.
We got time for a couple more questions. Second row on the left.
Hey, Kenneth. I know some of the past greats in this game, guys like Roy Williams, Teddy Lehman, around you guys. I'm wondering if you had any interaction with them after the game about this defensive performance. And then, Lincoln, I'm wondering with the personal foul before the game assessed to everybody, it felt a little bit like old times when, these two teams, you hate to say, went at it that way, but it did feel a little bit old-timey. Just your reaction to all of that.
I mean, it's a lot of greats that came through here to play on the defense side of the ball. So, obviously got a chance to, be around a few Tommy Harris being one, Curtis Lofton, just guys like that played great ball around here. So, Those guys just giving us congratulations on the win and stuff like that, and just letting us know how proud they are of us. You know, it's always good. But as far as our performance, you know, I like what I saw today, but it's more. I mean, it's more, and it's as simple as I can say it. You know, it's more out there for us, and we got to go get it. You know, it's no other option.
Yeah, the before half, yeah, one of those things that maybe we have to time our warm-ups up a little bit different. I think we both end up punted the ball. You know, so both teams are just running right at each other, which creates a little bit of an environment for that. It's a little testy. So Mike and them, the officiating crew, just decided they would go ahead and nip it in the bud. They gave everybody a personal foul, which obviously is a big deal, because then if any player on the field gets a dead ball personal foul, they're ejected. And so we talked about it quickly, and it looked like both teams stayed pretty composed on it after that.
Final question, back left.
Brandon Drum, 247 Sports. It's a two-part. First, Lincoln, how much did the confidence that you have now in the defense play into, you know, that fourth down call early in the ball game when you went for it, I guess from the two-yard line? And then, Kenneth, the past two times y'all played Texas leading up into the game, there's been a lot of chatter from their end. How much does that amp up the focus? Because I know it's a rivalry game, but how much does that actually amp up the focus during the week, even more than it already is?
You already know how to answer that. What'd you ask me again? Sorry. I think it was you got to know your team, you know, as a whole. And I think it's a combination of my confidence in our offense that we're going to score, and a combination of, you know, if we don't, then we put them backed up. And I felt great about our defense there too. So, I mean, it just gives you the confidence to do what you think's right in that situation. And for our team, I just felt like it was the right call. No different than the slant pass we tried to throw CD that got knocked down that would have been a big play. I mean, you make those decisions because you think they're going to help your team win, and it's different every year. Those decisions aren't the same every year because your team's not the same. And so just felt like it was the right thing at the right time in both of them.
As far as the talking, I mean, it is what it is. You know, end of the day, it's about us. And, you know, as a team, that's what we know. As a program, that's what we know. So it's about us, you know, playing to our standard, coming out here and doing what we do.
A little bit more traditional in hearing from Alex Grinch, whose defense helped lead the way to the Sooners improving to 6-0 on the season. Coach Grinch met with the media afterwards.
All right, obviously excited to come down here, get a win. Football's hard, it was good for these guys to find a way in the end. But certainly proud of the start, proud of some progress. We've talked. Most of us in here have talked several times about trying to make that progress, and certainly took at least some semblance of a step today against a good football team.
Front right.
Jason Kersey from The Athletic. Alex, I mean, what can you say about Kenneth's performance today? He seemed to be kind of all over the place.
Well, he was, and you see a guy playing fast. You see a guy playing confident. You know, Coach Odom does a great job with that linebacking core, but you know, you see a guy that, doesn't have to be a blitz to get him active, you know, get him active in the backfield. We have some leaders on the defense, but you circle him, you circle Nev and some of those guys. And in your big games, your best players have to make plays. There's no other way around it. And you saw a guy playing fast and saw a guy that obviously had major, major impact on the result today. So very, very pleased with Kenneth, and you see what type of player he can be for us.
Front right in front of you.
Dean Blevins, News 9 Sports. Coach, when did you feel you don't ever have control of a game?
Sure.
When did you feel really good about what you were seeing from your guys that you could go slug it for 3.5 hours?
Well, to your point, I mean, I you never feel good, you know, but what you saw was, I thought, effort was, and it continues to be. So it wasn't the first Saturday that we've given tremendous effort, but you saw guys, a group of guys playing a style of play in terms of playing downhill, playing fast, playing aggressive. So when you do that, you give yourself a chance to be successful. I mean, it's football's hard, but the complexity of it kind of gets dumbed down a little bit when you play with extreme effort. That's what you saw. and very, very clearly, you know, evidenced by kind of the finish to that football game, you know, how hard it is to maintain that and the unwillingness of a very good opponent to you know, relent at all. And so obviously don't anticipate that. You know, it's a four-quarter game, and you know, certainly I think you saw a group of guys that maybe gained confidence as the game went on, but you also saw that you know, when you make plays, you're a good defense. When you don't make plays, you're not very good. There's no it's, there's no stuff. It's going well or things are good. No, we're playing well. You know, there's an individual you know, performance attached to those things. And so when we did those things, we had a chance to be successful. And by and large, today we were.
Front and left.
Yeah, Barry Trammell with the Oklahoma. And Alex, you had 9 sacks. You pressured Ellinger, and you didn't let him really run. You contained him pretty well when he did run. Those blitzes you dialed up, many of them from pretty deep in the secondary. Why were those so effective in containing Ellinger?
Yeah, and so much what you try to do defensively, it's not, you know, specific just to this game, is you want to be multiple. You don't want to get in a in a rut, if you will, in terms of, you know, calling the same stuff or getting the exact same looks. And so try to be multiple that way. You know, and some of that includes, obviously, you know, initial pressure at the snap of the football. The other side of that is, you know, as the play's extended to make sure that, you know, one, you have, you know, someone accounting for the quarterback, which, you know, we weren't 100% on today either. But, you know, having that, you know, initial picture for a quarterback look a certain way, if you're lucky enough to and skilled enough to have initially good coverage, you kind of buy time for maybe that second level of your defense to get home. And so you got to be selective with that. Obviously, if the ball comes out of his hands, it's not a real good blitz, you know. And so there's a couple instances today where we reaped the benefits of it.
Standing on the right.
Yeah, Alex, Brian Davis, Austin American Statesman. When you're studying Texas, how much did it help that La Tech and Rice and the earlier opponents, they tried a lot of different things that didn't work. But was there enough of stuff there to drop a blueprint? Like, hey, with our personnel, this will work.
Well, what so much of what we do, and it's not coach speak, is we really focus on the things that we do. And instead of drawing up, you know, things in the dirt that particular week or on the sideline, we really commit to making sure that the package is extensive enough that you have enough to draw from on a week-to-week. You may not run the exact same things every single week, but having enough and enough pictures for an offense, enough movements for offensive linemen to have to handle, you know, as best you can, trying to hold disguises for a quarterback so that you're not giving them pre-snap indicators and some of those things. And so was it something specific on film? No, what you saw on film was a very, very talented quarterback, a very good offensive football team that demanded our respect, fortunate to get out with a win today.
Front left.
James Hale, Sports Talk 1400, the ref. Alex, they kicked a field goal at the end of the first half, and they also were getting the ball to start the third quarter. Came out and stuffed him at that point. How important was that defensive series for you to maintain your edge going forward?
Well, it's huge, and you know, like a lot of coaches do, you kind of use the example of a, you know, prize fight in terms of, you know, kind of next round, and again, that's not, you know, a unique motivational tactic that we use, but that's a piece of it. And you know, one of the other things we made a real emphasis on for these guys is just how hard it is to one, have a fast start, then number two, at some point, you know, after that initial quarter and a half, you know, there's no more feeling out at that point. It's you're going to get their best, you got to deliver your best, and you know, momentum is real, and it certainly is as real as you make it. But and so that was certainly an emphasis at halftime to come out and you know, play our best football to start the third quarter.
Second row on the right.
Glenn Brockenbush, Lawton Constitution. Alex, you said there wasn't necessarily any one thing or two things that you saw on film from Texas that you felt comfortable with, and yet your defensive backs seemed to be in their receiver shorts all day, and you guys had 9 sacks. Clearly there was something that, you know, that they were doing that you guys saw during the game that you liked.
Well, we wanted to attempt to play aggressive coverage, and what you see, you know, some of the things that happen when you do that, obviously a couple pass interference calls, and I'll have to explain to Coach Riley, but, you know, I met with the DBs yesterday, and I said, you know, if we don't get a couple PIs, we're not playing good enough football, and put that on me. I think we got a couple too many. But in any event, you got to be aggressive. You know, what's my whole thing with aggressiveness in the secondary? What's the alternative? You know, if the alternative is not better than being aggressive, then let's not go down that road. And so, you know, you got to pick your spots. Obviously, you know, there's smart aggression, which is kind of the term that we use, and then there's the other side of it where you just do it to do it. Again, specific to Texas on film, no. I mean, they big receivers, and you see them make plays on film, and a quarterback that can deliver it, a quarterback can extend plays. And so, you know, we knew we had our work cut out for us, and it was going to take both elements of that. It was going to take, you know, some coverage holding up certainly early in the down. We knew they were going to complete some balls and use their size advantage to get boxed out in some of those situations. And that's something obviously we got to analyze. Maybe we got to mix up coverages more as the game wore on. But you know, an aggressive back end, you know, coupled with aggressive front end, you have a chance to be successful. And in the end, we had playmakers on our defense today. And the minute you don't, you become very, very average. And so that's something that's got to continue for us.
Second row on the left,
Alex, Pete Thamel from Yahoo. Coach Riley mentioned mindset and aggression. How do you instill that in a team? It's obviously not something you can do with a great talk or a great play. Walk us through a little bit about the installment of the mindset that's got this program defensively to this point.
Well, I think what it is you know, people talk about culture, and then it's the ecosystem. It's everything. It's the air you breathe in that building, and trying at the risk of sounding, you know, too dramatic, but you know, since you know, this defensive staff got together in January, it's just been an onslaught on our part to try to instill it. And it's a daily conversation amongst coaches and players. You know, obviously, it's a weight room mindset with Coach Wiley in there. You know, you can't wait till spring football to start. And then when spring football, you know, comes around, you got to be willing to have some tough days and really have honest conversations about what's good enough. You got to break them and build them at the exact same time. Say it's not good enough, but we can be good enough. And then you certainly can't take the summer months off. So it's, you know, it's not one talk, it's not one week, it's none of those things, but it's all of those things. And so that is something that as a defensive coaching staff, and obviously a head coach that you know, believes in some of the things that we're doing, it's a daily, and it's something that the minute we stop, it goes the other way, and so that's you're never fixed, you're never there. Again, football's hard, and playing defensive football in 2019 is extremely difficult. So something we got to continue.
Front right.
Yeah, Alex, you said earlier this week you would be naive to downplay a rivalry. You talk a lot about aggression. So how do you view something like every player on the team getting a personal foul before the game starts?
Yeah, that's. You know, and I said to Coach Riley, it might be the best thing to happen to everybody, and I mean that just, you know, there's to eliminate all the clutter that goes in the game. And one of the things we talked about, you know, with the guys today was, you know, distractions diminish you, you know, and you got to make sure that you're very cognizant of that, and so that in a lot of ways I think eliminated, you know, some of that clutter. You know, it was pretty cut and dry at that point. You know, no talking. It was obviously a constant reminder on the sideline. But it's an emotional game, all those things. You want to be on the brink of kind of being out of control. But, you know, obviously that's something that you know, can't happen. And fortunate that nothing past that happened.
Two more, back center.
Alex, John Hoover, the franchise in Sporting News. Kenneth has talked a lot about watching Bosworth on tape and watching Rocky Kalmus on tape and watching Teddy Lehman, guys like that. He wants to be the next one to win the Butkus. Do you feel like that manifested today? Those guys had some of their best games ever in this game against Texas. You feel like he has been inspired by that?
Well, I think he has. I think it also speaks to, you know, just the eliteness of this program. I think when you have visuals like that for at any position, but obviously specific to Kenneth at linebacker, you know, it you know, to say do it like them. Obviously, you know, this day and age, different football, all those things. It may not you know, from a specific technique standpoint, but certainly there's a visual for that. You know, you come to Oklahoma to play a certain brand of football. You come to Oklahoma to play in these type of games. You come to Oklahoma. Not you know, the center's not just to be all conferences, it's to be all American. If you're the best defensive player at Oklahoma, should be in the conversation for national awards. If you can do it on offense, don't tell me you can't do it on defense. I think he's just one of those guys. And again, credit goes to Coach Odom in a lot of ways instilling that in him specifically. But I think he's one of those guys that's very, very conscious of that. And obviously, he's backed it up. And so, today was exciting, you know, to see that. And as a defensive coach, when that play kind of breaks down, I'm looking for 9. You know, go save the day, bud. And a lot of times he did.
This will be the last one at the podium, third row on the right.
Yeah, Coach Max Olson from The Athletic. At the start of the day, kind of where were your nerves or your excitement at? And, you know, as you get more comfortable with this team, kind of where's your confidence in calling blitzes and calling things in games like this and in these league games that can get pretty explosive?
Yeah, I mean, you know, what happens in you know, the regardless of the stage, I mean, a football game breaks out, you know, and so – I don't think it's different that way. I think I don't think I'm different than most coaches that way. You know, once you kind of get to game day, but you know, certainly what a venue. I mean, there's I think I said early in the week in terms of downplaying the magnitude of the game. Such a historic rivalry. You know, that bus coming in, going through the fair. I mean, I don't know what else would compare to that, you know. And so certainly thrilling to have an opportunity to be a part of it as a coach. And then, specific to the performance that way, again, you focus on us when it comes to the you know, all that stuff is why you do this at a place like in Oklahoma. But, you know, in the end, from a football standpoint, so much of the emphasis this week was focusing on us, you know, prepare for our performance.
And then finally, I wanted to wrap up with something that Texas quarterback Sam Ehlinger said whenever Barry Trammell asked a really good question. And once they clarified the question, Sam talked about what's different with this Oklahoma defense in 2019.
Second row on the left.
Yeah, Barry Trammell with the Oklahoma. And Sam, this is your third game against OU in the last 52 weeks. A different defensive coordinator.
Years.
What is it?
2 years.
Yeah, I'm talking about the title game, too.
Yeah, you said 2 weeks. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
52 weeks. 52.
Oh, 52.
Yeah, sorry. But anyway, all three games, different defensive coordinator for OU. Was this one, what was different about this OU defense than those that you played last year?
I think they did a really good job of swarming the football. Obviously, they recruit extremely well and have tremendously talented players, and I feel like they just let them go make plays opposed to trying to do a whole bunch of complex stuff. They just let them be athletes, and they did a good job of that.
So a couple of notes. CeeDee Lamb now the fourth most receiving yards against Texas. The most receiving yards in the Red River Showdown was DeeDee Westbrook, who had 232 yards receiving in 2016, but Lamb's 171 yards receiving actually pushed him past CeeDee Lamb, who had 167 yards last year. The last time the Sooners had 9 sacks was against Nebraska in 2005, and Oklahoma is 6-0 for the first time since 2013. We're back home. We're at the Palace on Saturday against West Virginia. 11 a.m. kick, 9 a.m. pregame. Here's what our podcast schedule looks like for this week. So if you're not subscribed, please do so. On Monday, Toby and I bring you the Sooner Sports Podcast live. It's on Soonersports.tv. It's on Facebook, the OU Athletics, on the OU football page. It's on Twitter, at @OU_athletics and at OU on the air. But it's really an opportunity to interact. So get your questions in if you have any from Saturday or looking ahead to West Virginia. Hit us up at OU on the air. That podcast that is in video form drops in audio form on Tuesday. I've already confused it. But basically, on Monday, we're live, but we also bring you the Lincoln Riley press conference here in podcast form. On Tuesday, that's the audio version of the podcast live. On Wednesday, you'll get the Lincoln Riley coaches show from Rudy's. On Thursday, we drop the huddle with Toby and Teddy. Great perspective on not just the week before, but the game coming up. And then on Friday, in addition to the scene setter, you get Coach's Corner and what's become a very popular show on our podcast platform this week in the Big 12. So it's an exciting week as we count down to another home game, Oklahoma, West Virginia. The Sooners win over Texas. They are 6-0. And until tomorrow's presser podcast, Boomer Sooner, everybody.
This has been the Sooner Sports Podcast. Make sure to get all the latest episodes online right now at Soonersports.tv/podcast. And make sure to follow us on Twitter at OU On The Air.
Hurts looks back at the sideline, takes the football. Running to the right, Jalen looking to throw, does. Lamb caught it, touchdown! Sooners! C.D. Lamb, and Oklahoma strikes first in Dallas. Five wides again for Ellinger from his own 30. There's the snap. Looks middle, under pressure, flushed out, gets out of the grasp, now he's down. It's a sack. Neville got him. Canadian bacon. And Texas goes three and out. Ellinger moves his tight end. Now Brewer to the left side of the formation. Low snap, handled. Ellinger keeps it. Hit by Murray. Breaks a tackle. Now he's stacked up and dropped. A loss. Kenneth Murray got in there right now. And it's a loss of two. Lamb and Lee Morris to the left. Rambo to the right. Tight end right is Hall. CD in motion. It is a play action. They lob it to CD. He's open. 40. 35. Turns it up to the 30. 25. He's got a lead blocker to the 20. Cuts into the 15. Steps out of another tackle and he's down. Second and eight. Shotgun. Ellinger lobs it to Roschon Johnson. Kenneth Murray giving chase. He's got it. And he drops him at the 10. Murray and Benito acting like they're coming as well. Four wide receivers. Ellinger back to pass. Twist up front. Looks left. He's hit. And he's dropped. Pat Fields got him. It's a sack. Snap is good. Hold is down. Kick is away. And it is good. And Berkich makes it 10-0 OU. Duvernay and Jamison deep to receive. It'll be Duvernay a yard deep. He'll bring it out. 5 to the 10. Veers middle to the 15. He's met and he's thrown backwards. Ramondre Stevenson at the 14-yard line. Snap to Ellinger. They bring a twist up front. They're in his grill and he's got him. It's a sack. K-9 got him. The fifth sack of the day for Oklahoma.
Kenneth Murray having a huge game.
Hurts has it. Handoff. Flea flicker. Back to Jalen. Lob out. CD wide open. Caught at the 30. To the 25. Dancing midfield to the 20. Breaks a tackle. 15. 10. 5. Touchdown. TD for CD. Oh, mama. And the Sooners answer. A 51-yard flea flicker touchdown from Jalen Hurts to C.D. Lamb. Texas from the 16, man in motion, snap to Ellinger, looks flat, pulls it down, under pressure, he's caught from behind, and sacked! Jalen Redmond got him! The sixth sack today for the OU defense. Four wide receivers set. Ingram, the running back, on the right hip of Ellinger. Snap is back. Here comes a blitz. Ellinger lobs it out to Ingram, caught behind the line of scrimmage. And Asamoah sits him down. Stevenson, the running back here. Play action. Hurts back to pass. Has time now. He's lobbing late for CD. Caught at the 10. Breaks away to the 5. He's still on his feet. And he pogos. Did he get in? Touchdown. How did he do that? C.D. Lamb, a magic trick on the far sidelines, and he hopped in on one foot. Ellinger claps his hands. Play action. Wants to throw. Sooners bring pressure. They got him again! It's the seventh sack today, and this time it was Q. Both H-backs right into the line. CD in motion. Handoff Brooks running right, has the corner. Turns it up to the 30. First down, 35. Watch out, he's in the loose to the 50. Down the sidelines, makes a move, 40. Cuts in, 35, and he's down. Kennedy Brooks gets loose. Goes Rambo. Handoff Stevenson cuts right. He's got the corner. 25 to the 20, to the 15. Still on his feet, dragging a horn inside the 10. It'll be first and goal. Two runs, and Oklahoma goes from their own 25 to inside the Texas 10. Hurts has it. He runs it himself up the middle. Touchdown! Jalen Hurts! Right up the gut. 4:19 to go, and the Sooners are back up two scores. Not electing to use a timeout yet. Ellinger looks right. He's hit. He's dropped again. Marcus Stripling got on there to hit him. That's the ninth sack today for Oklahoma. The Sooners and their half of the Cotton Bowl celebrate. Clock says 5, 4, 3. Win column. Sooners, game over. Final score in Dallas in the 115th Red River Showdown. It's Oklahoma 34 and Texas 27.